What up, Zay?
Good afternoon. Awesome Saturday to all the listeners out there. I didn't want to let this afternoon go by without giving a word. I'm standing in my kitchen and things started going through my head, and I was like, somebody somewhere needs an encouraging word. So I felt like it was part of my duty as being a minister of Christ to give an encouraging word. So many people are going through so many different things in their lives right now. The main thing right now is COVID is just so rampant in our land that a lot of people are living in fear. And because so many people around us are dying, a lot of people have just become so afraid that they have just like closed themselves inside of their homes. And I just want to tell somebody out there that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And if you have a sound mind, that means you are not worried about the things that are going on around us, because you have enough faith and enough trust in God to know that He has that handled too. There are some people still living in this world that have never contracted COVID. I'm not one of them, but even when I had COVID, the Lord brought me through. Even when I had COVID and I had those moments where I felt like I couldn't breathe, I reminded God of what He told me, that I was going to face some things, but He was not going to let it overtake me. And I stood on that word that God gave me before I even got COVID, not knowing what I was going to get. He just gave me the warning. He let me know that something was about to come up on me, but He would not let it overtake me, that He would bring me through it. So I just want to encourage somebody today that sometimes God does allow things to happen in our lives, but He won't let them overtake us. Sometimes He'll let them get it so far, but He knows when there's a stopping point in your life. Sometimes we see other people take on some things and we'll be like, oh my God, I would have lost my mind. God knows that. So sometimes He can't put heavy things on some of us because He knows what we can handle. But I thank God that sometimes He allowed things to happen anyway, only to increase our faith. I remember when COVID first came and I was adamant about, I'm not gonna get it. Even to the point that when we got laid off at work, I didn't even return because the Lord told me not yet. So I was obedient and doing what the Lord said. But even though I stayed home from work, I still contracted the disease. And I feel like it was because I had let COVID just come in and just, I don't know, put a fear on the inside of me. But God showed me that even if I allow it to enter your body, I'm the same God. I'm able to get it out of your body. And I thank God that He did. Thank you, Lord God. So I just want to encourage somebody. Sometimes God does allow things to happen in our lives, not to hurt us or to harm us, but to build us. And sometimes the only way God can build us, He has to let some things come into our lives to show us that where you thought you were so weak at, He is strong. And sometimes, and I learned this just from living 44 years, that I was so used to people saying, you are so strong and you handle stuff so well. And that made me try to be even stronger. And I learned just recently, I don't have to try to be strong. I don't have to be. I made up my mind, I'd rather remain weak so that God can be strong. And if I let God be strong, then I don't have to act like I'm a God. I can just be who I am and let God be who He is. Because I learned, when you take on God's responsibility, it's a whole lot more than just trying to be a human being. And it'll bog you down, it'll make you tired, it'll drive you crazy, because you're trying to be strong for everybody, and then you don't even have enough for your own self. So I thank God for allowing me to learn that lesson. I have learned now how to rest, and I thank God, because I would never rest. I'm always doing something for somebody, or just doing something, and I would never rest. I was just always on the move. But now, since I've learned how to just stay in bed and just cuddle with my pillow, Some days don't do anything, don't even move, eat, get back in the bed. Sometimes eat in the bed. My body needed that rest, and the Lord knows I needed that rest. So I want to tell somebody out there, sometimes you just got to stop and rest, because your physical body, just like your spiritual body, they need to rest sometimes. And sometimes your spiritual body can't rest because your physical body is so tired and worn out and trying to do this and do that. So sometimes you got to let your mind, your body, and your soul, and your spirit be at rest, because we're always moving. And sometimes we move so much that we can't even hear God when God is trying to talk to us, because we've got so many things going on. But I've realized now, since I've learned to rest and wait on God, that during the day when I'm just lying in bed and cuddling with my pillow and I'm at home all by myself, I can hear God more clearly then. When my body is at rest, I can feel God even better then. When my body is at rest, I just feel like it gives me an opportunity to get closer to God, or for God to get closer to me, because there are some things He want to share with me. But if I'm always on the move, if I'm always here and there, I don't have time to stop and listen, how can He share with me what He want to share with me? Because I don't have time for Him. So I thank God that I'm learning to just take out some time for myself, so I can just spend that time with God. God wants some alone time with us. And women, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're married, you want your husband, or if you're not married and you're in a relationship, you want your other half to spend time with you. God is the same way. He is a jealous God, and He sees us doing everything in the world but spending time with Him. God wants some of our time. And sometimes He'll let our bodies get down, just get broken all the way down, just so we can spend time with Him. And sometimes when we get in that place, don't fear, don't worry, just lay there. Wait on God. See what God is talking about. What is He trying to show you? Why did this thing happen in my life? Why did this happen this way? Why did this go wrong? Sometimes God has to turn our world upside down just to get our attention. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to encourage somebody today that whatever you are facing, no matter how big it is, don't run from it. Run to it, just like David did Goliath. Goliath was this big giant, and he had terrorized everybody, and he wanted to fight with the Israelites, and they were too afraid, and they had nobody to go. Nobody wanted to face him, even though they were mighty men of valor, and they could fight, and none of them wanted to face this giant. But here comes this little teenage boy, but because he had a relationship with God, because he knew, he spent time with God when he was out tending the sheep. He had a relationship with God. I can imagine David out with the sheep and taking time to just talk to God while he's sitting out there in the pasture and letting the sheep graze here and there. And I'm sure he was talking to God, because before this even happened, God had allowed him to kill lions and kill bears. So he knew the power of God. He knew what he was able to do with God working on the inside of him. So when he came face to face with Goliath, this was no different from him. When he looked at that thing, he was like, there is nothing too hard for God. He looked at that thing and he was like, if I can kill a bear and a lion, surely I can kill this man right here. So when Goliath looked at him and said he was a dog, it was so funny to me that he told Goliath who his God was. And he told Goliath, with this same God, this God that I serve, that's how I'm going to take you down. And so sometimes those big things that are going on in our lives that have us shaking, we have to look at those things and laugh and say, okay, but the God I serve is able to take you down. The strength that I have on the inside of me, it's not my own strength. This is the strength of God. What I got on the inside of me is more powerful than any storm that the enemy can throw my way. Whatever is going on in my life, it's not bigger than God. The God that created the heaven and the earth is not bigger than that. So I just want to tell somebody right now, muster up your faith, because that's all you need. If you got faith to believe that God can handle this thing for you, He'll handle it for you. But if you sit back afraid, running from whatever it is, it's just going to hang around simply because you don't have enough faith in the God that you claim that you serve to be able to fix it for you. So I just wanted to encourage somebody on tonight. I'm not sure how many people gonna listen, who's gonna listen, but I hope this word helps you out tonight. I'm gonna say this prayer, and then I'm gonna close out. Father God, I just come right now, Lord, and I just say thank you, God, for being God, for being who you are, Lord God, in our lives, for being the Alpha and the Omega, for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father God, I thank you for just being a wonderful God, a merciful God, a caring God, that you care about us so much, Father God, that you tell us when to go and give a word to your people, Father God. You tell us when to uplift, Father God. You tell us when to uphold, Father God. And Lord, I just love you, Father God, for just loving us so much that you care about how we feel. Lord, thank you so much because you didn't even have to do it, but I'm so glad that you did. Father God, I just ask right now that you bless everyone that's out there listening on tonight, Father God. Father God, help them to see you, Father God, and not their problems. Help them to give you their problems and not hold on to them, Lord God. Father God, help them to cast their cares on you because you said that you care for us, Lord God. And that once they give it to you, Lord God, to have the strength and the courage to let you handle it, Lord God. Because when we give it to you, Lord God, it's already done. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
So long, sometimes we can't find the strength and the will to carry on. Tell me which way should we turn when always seem to be gone. We're calling on you, Jesus. Please don't let this pain be alone. Oh, Jesus,
give us your
we need you. We need you. Just can't make it without you. Throw your loving arms around us.
Bless us again.
Stand. Sing this for me.
Harvey, listen. Somebody's in the hospital with no loved ones around. The doctors have given up on them. They say no hope can be found. I speak on behalf of those that may not be able to pray. They may not have a tongue to talk. They may not have a hand to wave.
Oh, Jesus,
lay your hand on them right now, Jesus. You have all power in your hand.
We need you, Jesus.
Please hear our prayer, Lord.
Bless us
again. Oh, oh, we're standing in the need.
Oh, Jesus, get a little hard sometimes, but I'm standing right still, and I keep holding on. Father, we need you. Bless us, Jesus.
Bless us again.
Now listen. If you're struggling and seem like nothing is going right, you got to remember that Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And Father, you said if we need you, all we had to do was call on you. And I'm calling on you right now. And I'm not the only one that's calling on you. Oh, we need you. Can't make it without you.
We need you.
You see, if you move, we because you catch me every time I call. We're depending on you. There's nothing but trouble all over the land. Men are hating, raping, stealing and killing. It gets so bad sometimes. I'm telling, looks like we ain't gonna make it. But I've got a made up mind. I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna hold to your hand because you are a father. And I don't know about nobody else, but I don't want you to leave me. Don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Don't leave me, Jesus. Stand. It gets a little hard sometimes.
It gets hard sometimes.
And my burden seems heavy so many times. I have to shed tears.
Yeah.
I have to shed tears. Late, late on when the midnight hour. I'm holding you to your word. Don't leave.
Don't leave.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.